There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hello, Nesson. Calling all Massachusetts sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook, Boston's hometown book, will be live right in Massachusetts. Bet on all your favorite sports and teams from the comfort of your own home. Bet local with DraftKings, the only book born and raised in Mass. All new customers who sign up use code VSiN. Use the code VSiN, you get up to $200 in bonus bets. DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated books. Get up there in Mass, and hello, Nesson, we love you. Get up there.
We'll start this hour with more college basketball. The madness has been upon us now for a little while. It continues today and all week long, and Aaron Moore does a great job. He's a contributor here at VSiN. His write-ups that you're going to get, it used to be in Point Spread Weekly. Now they'll be on the website at vsin.com. Very, very good. Looking at future bets a lot of times. Aaron, thanks for the time today. You're also part of the Friday night college basketball betting contest. And I want to start with this today. You have a great angle on why you're going to be fading Alabama moving. Now, it's been a good idea recently. They're 0-4 covering games since this Brandon Miller story came out. But what is your strategy here to go against this game team, maybe on a game-by-game basis, or certainly once the tournament actually gets here?
Well, thanks for having me, Mitch and Pauly. The idea of Alabama at 8-1 to win the national championship, they're high atop the odds board. They're next to Houston. They're next to Kansas. But the Brandon Miller story, the Brandon Miller saga, all of that aspect hasn't really happened yet for them. Yes, they faced some of the scrutiny during the end of these SEC games, but the media spotlight is going to get on Alabama. When the tournament starts, Alabama, Nate Oates, Brandon Miller, there is going to be mandatory press conferences that they're going to have to abide by. They're going to have to sit there and listen to these questions. And the idea that they're 8-1, similar to Kansas, I don't think that number really reflects the negativity that Brandon Miller is going to bring to this team. So definitely fading them for future options. And then watch it as the tournament progresses. Watch and see how Alabama deals with this pressure, because then they become fade material during the tournament.
That's a great observation, because you're getting all the mainstream media news outlets coming in and converging on them. And even like the SID has been saying basketball questions only. all this goes away now. You have to be out there and meet with everybody, and you have to take your medicine.
So, Paulie, I'm sure you've seen all those old Bobby Knight, Coach K press conferences from the past where they were just getting upset because they're bombarded by questions upon questions. Well, they never had to face questions about one of their star players in a very significant crime. So you're going to have Nate Oates dealing with these questions every round Alabama moves on. They can't protect him. Brandon Miller is going to have to face the media spotlight. And we can't definitely say how it impacts them on the court, but clearly being asked these questions, Brandon Miller, the star player being put under the spotlight, it has to have an impact. And yet Alabama is still one of the favorites. I think that's off.
Yeah, so they're going to be a one seed. I think regardless of how the SEC tournament plays out. And if that's the case, then some of the twos they could be looking at, Aaron, either, you know, UCLA, Texas, a Baylor type, maybe in Arizona. Currently listed on the three line are teams like Marquette, K-State, Gonzaga, a Tennessee, or maybe a UConn in there. You're saying that also to win their region, you're not going to be betting on this team at all. You would look further down the board.
Yeah, Mitch, the way I would describe it is I think the placement of Alabama high on the odds board is creating almost like a donut, that it gives Houston at 6-1 a little bit more value. It gives Kansas at 8-1 a little bit more value. And then those teams below Alabama, where their odds are a little bit higher, I'll take UConn, 16-1. Right now, I think that's the best value on the board. If we take Alabama out of that mix, UConn, which might be a 3 seed, maybe a 4 seed, very, very possibly a 2, or I shouldn't say possible, very unlikely a 2 seed, they're in that ballpark. They are at 16-1. That is a team that can get to a regional final. That's a team that could maybe make the Final Four. And if they get that far at 16-1, then you have some maneuverability with your ticket.
Yeah, and based on history, teams that win the national championship on like the Ken Pom criteria, top 20 offense, top 20 defense. I've seen others where it's top 10 offense and top 35 defense. Aaron, UConn fits every one of those, you know, the mold. They fit the mold of like previous championship teams.
And quantitatively, they fit that mold, Mitch. And also why I like them moving forward. If you've seen them during the regular season, they can play a half court plotting style, just did it against Villanova the other day, handled Villanova rather easily. But if they have to, they can play a fast-paced game with their guard. So I like UConn quantitatively. I like them with the eye test. And at 16-1, I like them in my futures portfolio.
It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Aaron Moore is our guest, VSiN contributor, and he's in the Friday Night Betting Invitational here as well with a bunch of other handicappers. How was your week last week, Paulie? Well, Aaron went 5-0 in
there
the contest. So where do you actually currently sit in the standings on that Friday night show, Aaron?
So I am, not to toot my own horn, Mitch, I'm 9-1 over my last 10, not just 1 week. But I am second or third, I think, behind Will Hill and Tim Murray. So got a puncher's chance to move forward.
Very good. You've also looked at, you know, futures in the past to, you know, players to win the most outstanding player. Have you did a deep dive into that yet, or is that going to be coming in the next week or so?
So looking at it from a tournament standpoint, I want to go for most outstanding player. I'm high on Houston. I don't want to be Charlie Chalk here and talk about the number one seed and talk about the odds. But if you look at this Houston team moving forward, they are possibly going to play the Final Four in their backyard. They have Shed. They have Sasser. The difference between this Houston team and why I like either one of those guys for maybe a most outstanding player is they're not just Houston from the last couple years of playing defense and hoping to win a 60s game. They can move forward now a little bit more with the offense. So I like Sasser. I like Shed as most outstanding player because I really do see Houston moving far.
You did a piece on VSiN.com last week, A Visitor's Guide to Las Vegas During the Madness. What tidbits do you have for people coming out and some do's and don'ts?
Well, I think the main thing, Paulie, is if you've done March Madness before, you know what you're getting into in Las Vegas. There are tons of crowds. Every sports book's going to be filled. You're going to bump shoulders as you walk down strip. So you have to really be ready for the crowds. If you've done it before, I think in this era now of mobile betting, you have the ability to move around Las Vegas. You don't have to be tied to a sports book. You don't have to be tied to a watch party. So if you've done it before, I think you really need to look for flexibility in terms of where you go and watch the games. You can go to local bars. You can go to local restaurants. Get off the strip. Go to Circa. See Stadium Swim. Go to the South Point. Go to the Red Rock. So I really think flexibility and where you go is important. If you've never done it before, you're going to have to deal with the crowds. You want to deal with that atmosphere. So you're probably going to go to a watch party. You're probably going to try to get to a sports book very early because you really have to be there and be part of a massive crowd when the game is -7 and that team all of a sudden scores a meaningless last second three-pointer and all of a sudden the game moves to 4. You want to be part of that energy. But if you've been there before, look around Las Vegas. It's not just the strip.
Yeah, you also want to be a part of these races, bets that you can make. The first team to 15 or the first team to 20 when you get a 2 versus a 15 and you're hanging on a ticket that's plus 550 on the 15 seed to get to 15 points first and it's 13-12. I mean, that's priceless to me, Aaron, like you just talked about. You need to be in a ballroom or a sports book during those types of situations.
Absolutely. That we think of March Madness as a general college basketball fan. Oh, who's the sleeper? Who's going to win the NCAA tournament? No, when you are there at March Madness, that 15-2 game, that race to 5, 10, 15, that creates so much energy. And you can't duplicate that energy if you're watching this game at Buffalo Wild Wings in Des Moines, Iowa. You have to be in Las Vegas. You have to be around people that are living and dying with the race to 15. It's a great atmosphere. It really is a bucket list item most college basketball fans have to check off.
Aaron, approximately 1 minute left here. There is an early morning start today. You love these games, 11:30 East Coast, 8:30 out here on the West Coast. UMass is playing Richmond. Richmond laying 2.5, total is 142.5. You like a bet in this game. What is it?
So I'm taking the under 142.5. It's 11:30 a.m. Barclays Center. There is going to be very little people there, very little juice. 11:30 a.m., these guys are not accustomed to playing games at that time. Neither team has a chance to win the A-10 tournament. I don't think you're going to see that offensive energy that early in the morning, and you're certainly not going to have the fans involved and change the atmosphere. What is going to be a very dark Barclays Center.
Very good. You can follow him on Twitter. He's at PubRelationProf, VSiN contributor, doing very well in the Friday night college basketball betting contest as well. Aaron, thanks so much for the time today. Pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
There you go.
Brad Powers tweet. Yearly reminder, this is the week to be in Vegas, not next week. Yep. Cheaper airfare, hotel rooms, less crowded books, more betting opportunities. If you're just a college basketball fan, there are 5 different conference tournaments held in Vegas. Brad Powers.
Can I explain what restaurants do as well? I got this from pretty good authority. Like during busy weeks, not only in Las Vegas, but I will tell you what they do.
Okay.
Coming up next, and also Win Some, Lose Some. We'll recap last night's betting action here on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Not a good night for the bettors. Let's start with Win Some, though. One game that was easy, Oral Roberts. St. Thomas under 158 down to 155. Stayed under by 20 points. Never a sweat. I could UNC Wilmington plus 270 on the money line. Shocked. Not that Hofstra lost, but how it happened. First score, I put it on. It's 21-9 Hofstra. They scored 30 points in the last 25 minutes of the game. They scored 2 points in overtime. The one seed, 16-2 in conference. Lethal, dangerous offense. 2 points in overtime. They lose.
I will say, and I know that that got you, but that was a really good game to watch. Drama down the stretch anyway.
Ton of drama. Like the other game, Charleston. How about that?
I know it.
They're down, what, 8 at the half or something? I think 5
at the half, yeah.
5 at the half. They're up 13 with 10 minutes left. Then with 2 minutes left, they're losing.
I checked out of the game when they were up by 13.
Yeah. They just got stops and made all their free throws. But yeah, you're right. McNeese plus 210 beat Nichols. New Orleans 2-1 beat Southeast Louisiana. And Louisiana to win the Sun Belt was plus 330. Another good game came down to the wire against South Alabama. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro, watch the show live, VSiN.com. You always want to see these. Give me a Dan all the way up. You always want to see these videos. This is a dog snoring, and then you get... Sounds like a bomb hit. He's snoring loud, and then you got that sound at the end. It's a big fella, right?
Wow, Enter Sandman. We'll
yes.
See you later, pal.
No kidding. My God, is he out. That is a great video. Look at this. Peter sent this in from Iowa. His son turned 10. Was it his uncle? A grandfather got him a bunch of $10 future tickets for his birthday. There you go. That's living right.
That's good parenting or good grandparenting,
yes.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
There it is. That is excellent. Very good. Lose Some. You mentioned it. The Cavs opened 2, closed 8, won by 4. They shouldn't have won the game. How about Grant Williams? Watch this, guys. He gets fouled with 1 second in a tie game. Tells Mitchell, I'm going to make both. He missed both.
Missed both.
And they lose it overtime.
And it was a beautiful job by Cleveland. Like they iced him at the free throw line. They took like 45 seconds just by what they did to in between free throw shots. Free throws.
Right.
Then he missed a set. Marcus Smart almost put it back in, though, at the buzzer, and then they go on to lose in overtime.
That was their third overtime game against the Celtics. They won all three. They were the third team in the last 50 years to beat a single opponent 3 times in overtime in a season. File that away. It could be a matchup in the playoffs, too. Hofstra, Wilmington under, 135 to 132, no good. Furman, the Chattanooga game. Chattanooga from 7.5 down to 3. But Furman covers. They had a big lead. Chattanooga made a run. but too little too late. The under 157 down to 150.
Yeah.
Also no good.
That was another good game, though, like you said. And Furman, I mean, that big lead evaporated, and it was cut down to 3-2 at one point. And then just Chattanooga could not get over the hump. I had them plus 6, and that was a loser last night.
The under 157 down to 150. Oral Roberts from 11 up to 13. Lucky to win the game.
Very lucky.
That's too close for comfort. South Dakota State, North Dakota State under 143 down to 139. No good. And Gonzaga got to 15.5 here. It touched 15.5, 12.5 up to 15.5. Won but didn't cover.
I thought that was too many points last night.
Yep. Lose some. Animals. We're living in a society. Man crushing it sent this in on Twitter. From Boston to Vegas. Bare feet out. Yep. Up on the seats in front of them and the device in front of them. Sick. Absolutely sick. This isn't your house. Put your damn shoes on. Out of control. Two more dog videos. This is awesome. And the Oscar goes to the toy car hits his paw. And he goes down like he's shot. Look at this guy. Unbelievable. He'll be there Sunday at the Academy Awards. Look at him. He starts hopping. He falls down. Oh, rub my belly. Oh, no. The car's barely moving. The poor guy.
That dog is presenting for Best Animation.
That's a great video. And one more here. Like my tennis ball's in the pool, right? The dog's coming in. Okay. Oh, no. And he falls in. He's okay, though, right? He's a good boy. Goes in. Got a plethora of tennis balls to choose from. Grabs that one. The other guy coming in, he's got it.
Like the stanchion for the basketball hoop?
Right, got him.
You got to be careful because they can be like slippery. Not that I'm saying like humans are going to be stepping on it, but those are not exactly easy to maneuver around.
Yeah, good point. That's a bad setup there, and it got him. A couple of bad beats. The Hawks had a big lead, but in any event, the Heat were up 5, and at the buzzer, Atlanta made a 3 from in between half court and a 3-point
line. Paulie, it was a meaningless 3.
Did you see that? Like, why would he even shoot it? Atlanta loses by 2. And this is, I had to put this on here, but St. Mary's was up 26, but BYU cut it to 3. In any event, BYU was catching 6.5 or 7. They fouled with 1 second left, and St. Mary's made the free throws to put it on 7. But then again, they blew a big lead. Good job, guys. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com. There you go.
I'm telling you, this month is going to go by so fast.
Yes.
This show is almost over with today. It feels like we were talking to Matt Eumanns 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You have all these games going on every single day.
Next week, NFL news every day, updates, guys on the move, tags, whatever, and maybe trades. And then, there's college basketball.
Right, right.
Every single day. First four, the tournament, yes.
Oh, I love it.
What do you got? What do you have?
What?
Your restaurant thing. You kill it. It was a great tease.
Okay, I'm not going to name the restaurant.
No, okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we're out to eat a week and a half ago, busy Friday night. The GM of the restaurant told me, he said that they don't do it where we were eating, but he knows from other GMs that they already have like a second price point locked and loaded for busy events when it comes to like certain cities. Las Vegas, absolutely for March Madness, for the Super Bowl, for New Year's, and they automatically knock it up a percentage. It's already set in place.
Right.
So if you're going to pay, let's say you're at a nice steakhouse and you're going to pay $38 for a chicken.
Right.
That's the normal price.
45.
Busy weekend, it automatically goes up to $45.
Oh, my God.
Whatever that number might be.
Yeah. Is that everything?
And,
sides?
And so we were talking to him about next year's Super Bowl coming to Las Vegas. And he's like seriously pondering. He's like, I've never done it before, but it's like, I know a bunch of other restaurants, they do it. We're going to talk to people in Phoenix at their restaurants to see how they approached it. And it's all they basically do is, I don't know if they hit a button or what it does, but it automatically converts the typical price for whatever. And it's everything on the menu, by the way. You might pay.
Oh, okay.
It might be $11 for mashed potatoes. During a busy week, that goes to $14.
Jesus.
You can just look at any menu and then see it when it's a slow time and say, oh, really? A bone-in is going to be 58? Well, that's going to be 71. It's not, they don't even think about it. It's like, okay, busy week. Tourism is going to be huge. We're loaded. Bam, let's do it.
The screw you tax. Yeah, the busy
so
tax.
So that goes to our point of this week compared to next week.
Yeah.
And
I wonder if they got us at Pizzeria Bianco. I don't know if they got they might have got us there.
Probably did.
Everything maybe, yeah. The pie went up $4.
Yeah, normal pizza might be 22 and then it was 26.
Sure. I mean, it's just, well, let's start with Thursday. How good is Thursday?
But hold on. Are you honestly surprised by that?
A little bit.
I'm not surprised.
Jacking it up.
They ding it. I was surprised that it's already set. And they know during specific weeks, well, it's automatic. Going to happen.
You're turning people away anyways, though. I mean, yeah. I guess it's, who knows. But go to why this week is the nuts, though. Look at Thursday. Now, tonight you got five title games. But Thursday you have games from 9 a.m. to midnight our time. Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple games that tip at 9 o'clock our time, Thursday and Friday. And it never stops.
And
Saturday you have all the bids and all the championship games. And then you get something to eat and have a little lunch. And you got, what is it, five or six title games on Sunday. And then selection Sunday. But the other thing you have is, what do you take off as far as vacation? Are you taking the whole week off next week? Do you have the Monday off? Because then you got to fly out on Sunday and you miss the games.
Yeah, see, I think.
So, I mean, what are you taking off? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Because if you don't take the following Monday off, which you should, then you got to leave Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. You're missing the games because they're staggered in how they've adjusted the times over the years.
So many years ago, the Sunday games would be over with like early afternoon.
Right, 60 minutes.
So people could bail and go back to wherever they came from. Right? Whatever city they travel to Las Vegas from and be home on Sunday night, whatever. Now I think you have to prep where you have to take Monday off. You have to.
Yes.
You got to bank it in year round. Just like, okay, it's got to be part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
You get a certain amount of vacation days every single year. I know that I'm taking Monday off because I can't leave on Sunday and miss everything that's going on. That's part of the whole package.
Where were you? Does it rhyme with Moe's?
No. Popular spot here in town that you really, really like.
Damn.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Good job.
All right, we'll get into today's college basketball card, the current numbers, and where they've moved so far.
This is Follow the Money on VSEN.
Win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing Bet Rivers Squares this season. Place a qualifying bet. You get a square on the house. If the numbers match, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com. Great menu, house specials. Bet Rivers, get up there.
All right. Today's college basketball card. I've been making bets throughout the entire show today. We've got the in pocket coming up in about 15 minutes. The West Coast Conference Championship game tonight out here, Orleans Arena in Las Vegas. St. Mary's takes on Gonzaga. The opener this morning was the Zags, -3.5. And we've been talking about this over the past 2.5 hours. It's down to 2.5 now at most spots.
Good game. As our friend Vinny Meatballs would say, I expect a terrific right on this game. In town, big boys coming out. Already involved. Gonzaga, $1.20. to win the tournament, and they split during the regular season. Hell of a matchup.
Would you think about coming back if it goes back to 3.5 on St. Mary's?
Yeah, you could
try to win both.
Yeah, you could do that.
I asked that because KenPom has this a 73-72 game. Bart Torvik has St. Mary's 72-70. Both guys have St. Mary's winning.
I wouldn't yell at you if you think St. Mary's is the better team. I mean, you could make that case. Although the kennel here and all the Gonzaga fans coming to town and taking over that arena. That's big as well. How you want to look at last night? They're up 26 and they blow it. It's a 3-point game.
Yeah, but they were in control most of the game.
Yeah, I know. They're a good team, and I don't think much of BYU. But again, you're probably looking at a 3 seed with Gonzaga and a 5 with St. Mary's.
That sounds accurate to me.
All right, good game though, but no opinion on that. I will say this: I think the total's too low. I mean, I know St. Mary's slows it down, but you saw it last night. If the opponent wants to get up and go, so will St. Mary's.
Well, the same
and they
thing,
can score. I mean, that's
the same thing is happening right now with this number that happened to you yesterday, right?
Yeah,
you let it over.
Yeah, it went down. The
market disagreed.
Flew over.
The game flew over, and right now the Gonzaga game tonight. I think I saw 139.5 earlier. It's down a full point to 138 now. Now there's one spot at 138 tonight.
Yeah.
On the contest, so I missed the 3.5 earlier. Man, sometimes, you know, you just got to punt. But if it goes back to 3.5, I might take St. Mary's. But other, like, for example, yesterday on the show, talked about it probably 2 or 3 times. I missed +4 on Northern Kentucky. And once that 4 was gone, I wasn't going to take +3.
Boy,
and
that was easy.
And then I wanted to, like, come back. I said this on the air. I'm going to come back and see if I can get a spot with a better number Northern Kentucky in play. And they dominated the whole game. So I missed the 4, punted on that, and then, you know, full regret. But what are you going to do? I don't like betting when I miss the best number.
The big conferences that start today, and as Aaron mentioned, you got a game at 8:30 in the morning. UMass beat Richmond by 11 in the regular season meeting. Florida State beat Ja Tech by 11. BC won by 10, and Virginia Tech won by 6. Mm-hmm. BC plays Louisville, who was just, what happened to that program? 4-27. Holy Christ. And Va Tech. Playing Notre Dame, and Matt likes the Irish, took the points, and they won by 6, as I mentioned. 5 title games tonight. You just mentioned one of them. I bet Wilmington. Charleston, that's a lot of points. There are some 9.5s out there. Boy, that's a lot of points, but you like the total. And I think that's a good case, too. Charleston can score. Wilmington can score. Wilmington shoots a lot of threes, and they shocked the world and upset Hofstra, the one seed, yesterday.
So it's a low total. It's 139 for the game tonight. And this, to me, is going to play out where neither it came down a little bit, by the way. It opened up 140, so it was down a point. I disagree with that on that move. Because this game could play out where the losing team will not want their season to end.
Fouling, yeah.
And
we get a
high-scoring second half, and the other team goes at the free-throw line, and, you know, that's what it is. It's a marathon. At the free throw line, and the other team is then getting maybe open layups, and that just continues, and it's an ongoing thing over the final few minutes.
It was said by many, and I agreed. The whole process and giving out Hofstra here +1 to win the tournament was the edge that they had, seemingly, that you're going to play a Wilmington in the second round as opposed to Townsend, as Townsend was very good, and you saw that came all the way back down 13. They had the lead with 2 minutes left. But Charleston made all the plays down the stretch and won and made their free throws. So, but then what does Wilmington have left in the tank after they survive in overtime? But that didn't affect Furman yesterday.
Right.
So, again, they're kids, and they just go back out and play, and a lot on the line here. But, a Charleston, great job. Not yet, though, but 30-3 on the season. That's a lot of points, though. Boy, that's a lot of points. But when you look at this, Charleston and Hofstra had no issues with Wilmington in the regular season. But that's the madness for you.
So, by the way, it's a little odd to see this. They are 9 at most spots. I'm seeing a couple of 9.5s -115 on it. So, like, it's almost like drifting out to where it's going to get to 10.
Okay.
Maybe at some books.
How about our boys, Oral Roberts? They're up to 10.5. They get a little bit of an upset, North Dakota State. North Dakota State, 500 on the season. It's right there for Oral Roberts. Another, this is 29-4 on the season. 29-4. Isn't this ridiculous? They're 20-0 in conference now.
Yeah.
Sorry,
but
guys.
If they lose tonight.
But I see them on the 12 line. But then again, if they lose, it's a bad loss in terms of the numbers. So, you know, you can go bleep yourself. 29-4. Sorry, guys. Go win one more game. Oh, by the way, it's on a neutral in Sioux Falls. At least it wasn't turned out to be a road game because the 2 seed got beat in South Dakota State. But
well, they're still getting a Dakota school in there tonight.
Sure.
So
yeah, where's Oral Roberts? Tulsa.
Yeah,
they're not making a drive.
No,
I mean, come on.
This total is all over the map. Yeah. By the way, it's between 152.5 and 154.5. Open 155. So at some spots, it's going down for sure. Maybe some of these other books aren't even open yet. But Oral Roberts played in that low scoring kind of defensive minded game last night, 70-65. Meanwhile, the other game was a track meet, and that game flew over the total last night.
That I like. That I like. Mills can chew their ass and get into them. They haven't played well so far. Well, they won by 16, but they were playing a nobody in the quarters. They're up 25 late, went to bed. But they did not play well yesterday. But they also know veteran team, Sweet 16 run a couple years ago, star player. They know what's on the line, and I expect a big performance. And I have to go with Merrimack tonight. This is a fascinating handicap in the Northeast Tournament Championship. Northeast, Merrimack laying up to 4 now at home. They were swept by Fairleigh Dickinson, but Fairleigh Dickinson's already in the tournament. Merrimack's ineligible because of the transition rule. But you would think that's, okay, let's, I don't know, hang a banner. I don't know, what are we, the Indianapolis Colts here? But you put up the regular season and conference tournament banner, this is what all you're playing for. And I would think, well, what does Fairleigh Dickinson care? You're already in the tournament, right?
Mm-hmm.
You picking up what I'm putting down?
Of course I am.
All right, yeah. 3.5 up to 4 now.
Yeah, Merrimack, KenPom has him winning 72-69. So it's very close to the actual numbers on the board right now. Bart Torvik has it 73-67. He has Merrimack winning by 6 points in that game. So that would be two right. points higher than what the market tells you right now. And in the Horizon final,
good game.
Northern Kentucky, I thought, was a live dog to win this tournament. They took down Youngstown last night.
Do you remember the price?
No problem. Yeah, they were in the 4-1 range.
Okay. All these teams were right around the same power rating and conference record, at least the four top four seeds.
Yeah, so they're favored now by a point and a half. And the total is 127. KenPom has 65-64. Torvik has 64-63. So again, basically right on those numbers. But could this play out like I said with the Charleston game? Where if it's a 6-point game or an 8-point game late in, you know, a few minutes and the team's like, nah, this is, come on, man. Full court press, foul, free throw line, need to have them miss. And they don't want their seasons to end.
Yeah. Scramble points are a problem this time of year. No doubt about it. And the other thing, watch games. Alan Boston's right. Watch games. See if a team's on a roll. Especially with the big boys starting Thursday, teams that want to punt. The Baylor thing was fascinating, what Heumann said earlier. Because most of the time, Baylor's got a great seed. So maybe Drew and Baylor thinking, more important to get the rest. We can't really do much with our seed.
Yep.
And they usually can't get to the finals of the conference tournament. So.
Paulie, I love being on the air live during these next couple of weeks, this part of the morning, because the number, like yesterday, the numbers are moving all over the place, right? When we were live. And as we're talking in this segment about College of Charleston and where that number could go, because it was 9.5 minus 115, three books in Las Vegas just lit up. They're now favored by 10. They make it 5 books now, 6 books, okay, where they're favored by 10.
Didn't work out for Gonzaga or Oral Roberts yesterday. See how it goes today. I'm rooting for them. I hope to see if those people cash their ticket and Charleston gets it done. Would not want to face them in the first round. Oh, boy. That is no picnic. You're a 4 seed and you're looking at a team that won 30 games.
Oh, are they going to get, well, or
13, 12?
Would the committee put them on a 5-12 play-in game?
Well, you're talking about Charleston or Oral Roberts?
I'm talking about Charleston.
I think
either one of them, actually.
Well, yeah, true. I think Oral Roberts should be in regardless of what happens.
Yep.
But I doubt it.
And, yeah.
That's no picnic either if you're a 5 and you get Oral Roberts. God.
By the way, it's outside of Las Vegas, too, going to 10 almost everywhere.
Wow.
I got to double check. Are they actually higher than that? Is there an 11 on the board for that game already? Wow. Okay, well, the numbers are moving fast and furious today. Yep, DraftKings has 11 on them.
Holy
smokes. We'll tell you what we're betting. In Pocket Plays coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled KALSHI, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're right.
Let's go. New plays, pending plays. Gonzaga to win the West Coast, minus 120, comes down to tonight. Merrimack Lane 4 at home in the Northeast Championship game against Fairleigh Dickinson. Again, the handicap. Anti-FDU, who's already in the tournament, and Wilmington. I mean, 11 at DraftKings, 10 everywhere else. I took 9. Unbelievable. Wilmington plus 9 against Charleston. I think it's too many. And the pressure can get to Charleston. Nice win against Towson, and we'll see what Wilmington has left in the tank after the OT thriller against the one seed Hofstra. And yesterday, split. Hofstra to win the Colonial. No good. They get upset. And St. Mary's BYU over. Easy winner there. So split with that.
You're anti-FDU. I'm pro-FU. So you got good value here in Gonzaga. They're minus 145 on the money line tonight. You got 25 cents there of on the money line. But Wilmington, like we said before the break, up to 11.
My God.
Catching 11
Seems
in that
real.
Game.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go with the plays that I'm... on today and this week. A couple of outrights here. I bet this before we had humans on today. Utah Valley State plus 225 to win the WAC. You can still find, it's moved a little bit, but it's $2 range plus 210. From what I saw earlier this morning, I'd still bet that. I got plus 225 myself yesterday on the WAC. And I like Indiana's draw.
Okay.
Plus 550 to win the Big Ten. And how it shakes up for them. And, you know, again, a full discussion on this earlier in the show today. They've done really well against Purdue, including when they played them on the road. They controlled that entire game. So if it would be Indiana against Purdue, I'll take my chances at that point and maybe even come back on the other side, maybe something in play. But Indiana's got to get there first. That's stunning. They've never won a Big Ten tournament, and they've only been the runner-up once. And I'm on the over in this Charleston game tonight.
Makes sense.
Over 139, something we discussed about 10 minutes ago. I like it. I just think that championship game tonight, Charleston can absolutely score. And late, these teams are not going to want their season to end. You can see a foul fest and, you know, free throws for a long time. So there you go, over 139. I also think that number probably goes up a little bit today.
In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern, BetRivers.com. You can find these picks with every pick from every host and guest, vsin.com/picks. There you go. Good job, fellas. Humans gave out UConn to win the Big East. How about this? Shaka Smart has lost five years in a row in the first round?
Make it six.
Six? Okay. Wow. And that's who, even if they get by with the one seed, UConn could match up against Marquette in the semis. It'll be, a home court edge for UConn in that game with short drive to
good,
the guard.
Good tweet from Kevin Rogers, who's been on this show before. Yep. Shaka's teams eliminated. Now, that's the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Oh, and okay. All
but
right.
six straight times. But, you know, keep that in mind. They're slated to be like a two seed right now.
Is that right?
Potentially, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's very disappointing. Yeah, I know. He had some clunkers, I believe, with Texas.
All right. My mistake. I thought it was conference tournament. Yes, he did. What was it? Stephen F. Austin 1 year or some small school. I forget the name. Beat him in like a 40 games in the 40s. Joe Osborne, our friend, covers.com. Good tidbits. Knicks have won and covered 9 in a row. They're also 24-8-2 ATS first half at home. Golden State, 0-10 ATS first quarter run. I think that's on the road. I'll double check
that. I think that is too.
Yeah, it's on the road. Thank you. And Dallas, this is in play tonight. Dallas laying a bunch. 5-21-2 ATS when laying 5 points or more. Last time they were in this spot, they lost outright at home to Indiana. So they're laying a bunch tonight as well.
Well, just like that, by the way, Charleston Wilmington up to 141.5. I got over 139.
All right. Buzzer beaters. Here
ready
we
for
go.
This?
Johnny Avello, put it up. DraftKings. Yeah. Excellent. Anti-fun. Johnny, let me bet the note.
Well,
Johnny.
I think on some of these, as the tournament gets closer, you're going to be able to find the note. For example, any buzzer beater in the first four games of the tournament, the shot to give the team the win as time expires, no chance for the opponent to have another possession, right? It's got to read all zeros on the clock. The first four is 20-1. Any one of those games have a buzzer beater. Any buzzer beater in the first round of the NCAA tournament is 3-1.
Yeah.
Any buzzer beater at all in the NCAA tournament is even money.
Every year, one book puts up 1.5.
Yeah,
and you
right.
got to be kidding me.
Well, we told you that they would adjust because it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, right.
Any buzzer beater on day one, round one of the tournament is 6-1. And the same thing for day two, round one. You get 16 games. And we'll do this next week. I like to do it every single year leading into the tournament to remind people with this specific bet. It's been, I'm going to say top of my head, 20 sometimes in history. And that might be too many times.
I think you're high.
I think I might be high. Yeah. That's, again, the ball goes through the hoop, clock says zero, bam, game's over.
Right now, how many can you think of off the top of your head?
Mike Miller.
Leitner.
For Florida.
Leitner.
Leitner got one for sure.
Valvano.
Bryce Drew, Valpo.
Valvano. NC State.
You brought up Stephen F. Austin. There was like a half-court shot that the kid hit.
Northern Iowa. Yep. Holy mackerel, Al McGuire, Georgia Tech.
James Force, when he beat USC, crushed me as a kid. I loved Harold Miner.
Right.
Baby Jordan. Yeah, I mean.
See?
It's difficult.
We're going back.
It's difficult. And the reason why, the public will bet this every single time. They're like, it's the madness. Of course we're going to get two buzzer beaters.
On a bet what you want to see. Mr. Anti-Fun here. That's right.
Oh, Northern Kentucky up to 2.5.
Dan, can you guys put up 513, by the way? This is wild. From Ben Falks. We'll get to that in a second. I know I'm just throwing. Oh, you got it. You guys are awesome. Look at this. This was the other day. Look at this. At DraftKings, someone bet $1 and turned it into $400,000. Exact outcome parlay on the UFC. Duplessis to win in round two. Garbrandt by decision. Nickel submission round one. By sub and exact round. Okay? Rachmaninoff sub win in round three. Grasso. Come on. Sub was 20-1. Round four was 40. Jones sub win. 400,000. Are you kidding?
For $1.
Yes.
But that's a lottery ticket that paid off for this person.
Oh my God.
Paul, do you know how difficult that is? Yeah. I mean, to name that many winners, how they're going to win and then in which round. I don't know if I could do that once on a card. And this person got six of them to a T.
That is unbelievable. Unbelievable with that lottery ticket.
You're parlaying, six different numbers at some of that are going to be 20-1. And hence,
Thanks to Ian, it was Abilene Christian that got Texas.
Abilene Christian.
Years ago in that low-scoring game. What do you think of hockey tonight? There are 5 $3 favorites in hockey tonight.
Well, we're going to see more and more of this as the season, the regular season comes to a conclusion. That happens every single year, right? Where the teams are completely out of it.
The Penguins are one of them. A 3-point lead over Buffalo for the final wild card. Islanders are in trouble because the Buffalo has 3 games in hand on them. And Ottawa has 2. Ottawa had that winning streak come to an end as well. And I think it's time to give up on Florida as well. And then the West is just a mess. I still think you have a case with Edmonton, who's 4 points back to win the Pacific, because their schedule gets easier at the end. The Kings don't lose. They've won 4 in a row. Calgary has an easy schedule, but they've been a major disappointment. And all these teams have 3 games in hand on them. So Calgary's up against it, and I don't think they. I mean, they're 5 points back of Colorado to begin with, so Winnipeg's in a funk now too.
Yeah, I'll give you one bet. It's $1.50 as we speak. A first period bet, Kraken and the Ducks, the number 4 and number 5 first period over teams. They've combined to go 76-48 to the over. That's 62%. And lately, this run has been really good with those two teams. And by the way, that's something to pay attention to with Vancouver in their games. Not only has it been first 10 on the road magical all year long, but their first periods are to the moon now. And you can still get 1.5 on that team. I mean, it was one. They scored. Those two goals came within a span of, I think, like 45 seconds last night. Once the first one was scored, the second one got there, and then Vancouver added another one.
Yep.
So their first periods are just completely bonkos. And Dave Tooley's looking at his parlay at VSiN.com won last night. His parlay tonight is Flyers Lightning over with Ducks Kraken over first period. Both bets pays about plus 178.
All right.
This morning.
Go get him, Dave. All right. One day closer tomorrow. Michael Lombardi on the show. Jeff Seeley with the golf. Hopefully Richard Roper on the Oscars. More title games and Sophisticated Salad. Tribute to Dave Malinsky tomorrow. Got to live clean. Eat clean now. You got halftimes going crazy. Oh, every 2 minutes there's a new numbers moving and halftime's up Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Can't be do chicken wings and pizza and beer.
Nope.
You fall asleep. Oh, I missed something.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.